KSL News time is 8:49. We're still following emergency triple team traffic back to the traffic center. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
I-15 in rough shape from the south interchange into downtown. Could take you upwards of 40 minutes, although it's a little bit better now that they've opened up all but the right lane on I-15 at 21st South. Crash right underneath the overpass where 201 joins on is the reason for all of this extra delay. But those of you who want to get into downtown, you can't do it on 9th South yet. Right now, everyone being forced off at 13th South because of a different crash from earlier. And if you're on northbound 15 from Draper to Sandy, that's your other real slow portion, Eric Butler.
And out on the south belt for eastbound traffic, 215 south belt heading over towards Cottonwood Heights Holiday area, that's slow because of construction. That's the usual kind. Right now down Utah County, though, you've got an unusual slowdown for northbounders. That's because of an accident just before University Parkway in Orme. It's got things backed up to Center Street in Provo. Alicia?
Well, your only remaining slow aid in Davis County is going to be surface streets. It looks like you've got a little bit of slow and go Main Street in Centerville. Also, again, as you're heading, looks like on 5th West in Bountiful, right about the 4th North area through that construction zone, plan some time. But outside of that, you're looking good as you're connecting from Highway 89 through North Salt Lake onto I-15 and I-215. Public notice, huge piano liquidation. Don't miss this opportunity to save thousands. 3 days only, Thursday through Saturday, starting at 10 a.m. at the Southtown Expo Center. Every piano must go. No reasonable offer refused. I'm Alicia Smith in the KSL Traffic Center.